father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Hey, where were you? We were live at 12:05. You know how this works. And how would you know what's coming up? You'd go to goodlifeguy.com. You'd see what's coming up in the following week. I usually get it updated no later than late Monday, early Tuesday. But, and more importantly, if you've missed the program, what are you going to do? Look up on the top of buttons, there's a listen. And you can get access to an archive here at the Odyssey Good Life Studio of over 2 years of programming. And you can find those pages on the website, get more detail, look at the links, and it'll be the same thing with today's program, American Vinegar Works. Rodrigo Vargas is the guy who started it all. If you listen to the first half, you heard it's a pretty interesting story, and it's all about high-quality products to start with, to make an even higher quality product in the end game. And let's talk about, this is a good time to mention it. It takes people to do this, and it appears, looking at the website, you have some quality, talented production and packaging and shipping teams. And then I looked, and I didn't realize this, but you do some good things for the community, don't you?
Yeah. No, I will say, these folks help me, not the other way around, really. So we're really small. I don't know if your listeners can visualize what we are. We are in a tiny old mill building that used to be the blacksmith shop of a textile mill. We're all of 2,000 square feet soaking wet, just full of barrels of vinegar, and we're quite small. You know, we're two people full time, and then a couple of part time folks. And in addition, we have an organization called the Mercy Center, which is based here in Worcester, Massachusetts, where we are based. It's an arm of Catholic Charities, and they have a program that helps adults with developmental disabilities have different work opportunities. So, several times a week, a team of five different folks from the Mercy Center, and the exact people changes each week. They set their own schedules and come as they would like. And they literally help us hand bottle all of our vinegar. So they come with a coach. They each man a different station, and they will fill and they will label, and then they even hand batch them. So if you buy some of our vinegars, you might notice sometimes that on the back label, there's a batch number, and that batch number sometimes is a giant 13, and sometimes it's a small 2, and you know it's going to be a little bit different. But that's because they're all hand batched by folks from the Mercy Center, and they are, you know, you may have heard it's very hard to hire folks, and the Mercy Center folks have been lifesavers for us, and they're an awesome part of our team. So I will leave this with your listeners as well for people who have small businesses. There are many programs like this throughout the country, and these folks do a wonderful job. And if you have the opportunity to have them on your team, they bring a lot of life to an organization. So it's my plug.
It's a win-win. Okay, let's talk about vinegars. While you were talking, yes. I had tasted them all before, but while we're sitting here, so it's fresh in my mind, I've tasted four of the five vinegars that come in the sample kit. And folks, you can order this right now today, AmericanVinegarWorks.com. When you get there, order some olive oil, because if you get $45 worth of product, Rodrigo's offering $7.99 flat rate shipping. I don't know how long that's going to last, so hurry up. But I just tasted them all again, and I'm just so blown away. It is, it's vinegar, and tasting vinegar straight out of the bottle may not be to everyone's liking, but to me, it gives you so many things that pop into your head, like, oh, I know what this would be good with. And how do you decide which one are the core, and then you have some very, very small, but what are they called, nano-batch vinegars that you experiment with to see how they do and what folks think. It had to be fun to, once you gain the experience of building vinegar with high-quality alcoholic products, it had to be fun to play.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And I have to tell you, so, you know, we do farmers markets, and we're often next to, you know, the chocolate guy or the granola person. And offering people to sample vinegar next to, like, a chocolate person, you might think it puts you at a disadvantage, but it actually works the other way around, because there are people who really love vinegar and who've never had an opportunity to really taste it and see what a great vinegar is like. So one of my favorite things is having somebody kind of do that half laugh, half scared. If I'm like, do you want to try some vinegar? Taste it and walk away and say, I've never had anything like that before. So it's really a lot of fun. And one of the things that makes it really fun from an experimentation perspective is it helps people understand how important the underlying alcohol is. So for instance, we make two different beer malt vinegars. One is made from an IPA, and the other one is made from a porter, which is a darker beer. When people taste that one after the other, they would, with a blindfold on, be able to tell which one was the IPA and which one was the porter. Wow. And that thing seems to be a revelation for folks, because so many of the industrial vinegars that are made, they're made from alcohol that were never intended to be drunk. These were just like things that were made almost like ethanol-like to be able to produce acid. When you start with a product that's literally on tap, so we use Harpoon for our IPA. We use Mayflower, which is a small producer out of Plymouth, Massachusetts, for our porter because of the qualities of both of those beers. When you taste them, you're just like blown away that it's so similar to what you're going to have on tap. Obviously, a vinegar, but that those underlying flavor profiles are there as well. So it is super fun to do the tastings, to kind of go out there and decide which is the Chardonnay that I'm going to use, which is the Shiraz that I'm going to use, which is the cider. There was we have a honey vinegar now as well that is made from mead. And there are a surprising number of meaderies in New England. So I literally went on a road trip to try to hit them all up. So there's fun in the making of the vinegar. There's fun in the tasting of the ingredients that go into the making of the vinegar as well.
Well, I'm going back and retasting. And I have my favorites. I take a tablet of apple cider vinegar because it's good for me. And it when I don't take it, I can see a difference. And when I do take it, my gut health is good. Vinegar in general is a healthy product with little or no calories and has some of that benefit for gut health. The apple cider vinegar, is the hint of sweetness that's in the apple cider vinegar, is that natural or did you add something?
Yeah. So the apple cider vinegar, we actually make five different apple cider vinegars. The one that you have, which I believe is the 1953 apple cider vinegar, that is our classic apple cider vinegar. The way that is made is we take apple cider from Massachusetts. It is slow fermented and barrel aged. I know once they go down, this is the danger of vinegar tasting. Once they go down the wrong pipe, but we take this apple cider that is made by a one man shop called Pony Shack Cidery in Massachusetts. We ferment his apple cider for about 2 months. We barrel age it for another 4 months in Leaky Leroy at least, and then we add in a little bit of boiled apple. So boiled apple is a product that is traditionally made in New England, and it is what it sounds like. You literally take apple juice, not alcoholic, but apple cider, like the brown cider you get at farm stands.
Yeah.
And that is slowly, 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 slowly boiled down to create something that resembles a maple syrup. So we put in a tiny amount of that apple, that boiled apple, into our 1953 apple cider vinegar, and that creates that sweet sour. Sometimes the Italians would call it an agrodolce sort of flavor profile for the vinegar. But there are no sugars added other than sugars that would naturally be in apple. We don't add anything. There are no preservatives in our vinegar. All the bacteria is naturally in the vinegar as well. And, you know, just because maybe it's coming across, but it was important to me to make a product that reflected where it is from. So we try to make vinegars that have a sense of place. So only American alcohols in the vinegar, not because I think a California wine is going to be better than the French wine necessarily or vice versa, but I do believe that you can taste that when a wine's from California versus when you get that same wine from France or from Portugal or from South Africa, wherever. And I wanted to represent what we were doing here. So this apple cider vinegar, and I'll kind of connect the dots here, is called 19.53 miles from the tree apple cider vinegar. And the reason is that Johnny Appleseed was born exactly 19.53 miles from where our historic vinegar works is located. So it's a little bit of a nod of the hat to Johnny Appleseed, who kind of got us going on apple cider and hard apple ciders in this region.
Well, you know, you could drink this with some people that I know when they want to take ACV as a gut enhancement, try and drink it out of cheap bottles from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And they get tequila face and
yes.
And they can't do it. You can drink this apple cider vinegar right out of the bottle and go, oh, my God.
I appreciate that. I'm obviously biased, but I think they are the best on the market. We actually offer little apple cider packs. So if folks want to try all the different apple ciders, they can either choose minis or kind of create their own little pack. But one thing I would recommend for folks, because I know there are people who like drinking apple cider vinegars for health. And as I said, ours have all the natural bacteria in it. We don't put in chunks of mother into the vinegar. But mother, for folks who don't know, is this, it almost looks like gelatinous cellulose-y sort of byproduct in the natural fermentation of vinegar. There are some brands that are kind of try to shove it in the bottle and you'll see it sort of chunked. You know, they seem to be doing that from a market positioning perspective. We don't. If you leave our bottles open, they will create mother on their own because they have the bacteria in there. But for the folks who are out there drinking apple cider vinegar, I wanted to leave them with an idea, and they can find this recipe on our website, of something called a switchel or haymaker punch. So this is sort of like New England's original Gatorade. And the reason it's called haymaker punch, by the way, is when folks were harvesting hay, it was hot, they would use this drink to hydrate themselves in the region. So from Vermont into New York, very traditional. But the way you make it is very simple. You take apple cider vinegar, you take fresh ginger, so grated fresh ginger, very finely grated fresh ginger, water, and then a little bit of sweetener, maple syrup or molasses were the traditional. And you just kind of leave that in your fridge the same way that you would leave iced tea or lemonade or something like that. And you can just pour yourself a glass in the morning. It's super refreshing. If it's the afternoon, and if you like to, a little bourbon goes really well with it. And I think it is a nicer, even without the bourbon, a nicer way to enjoy apple cider and have all the same benefits. Because as long as you don't heat the apple cider, you won't kill the bacteria.
I love it.
So it is a nice way to have your apple cider without having to hold your nose.
Well, it's perfect. We're going to take another break. If you just joined us, welcome. If not, just as a reminder, we're talking about American Vinegar Works. Add a .com to that and you can learn more. Rodrigo Vargas started it. He's my guest today. Quick break and we'll be back and talk about some of the uses and why you should order as a minimum the 5-bottle starter kit. It's so cool. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away.